This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Kate Constable here with you. We will get to the MLB card and a very important Major League Baseball storyline for us here at BetQL Daily in just a bit. But first, since Kate is here, and since I tweeted that we had minus 50,000 odds that we were going to talk about the NBA Finals because Kate is here, I want to make sure that we fulfill that favorite. So let's go ahead and jump right on into Game 3, which is happening tomorrow night in Miami. Kate, Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites. Totals 214.5. Side or total you like?
You know, I like the under in this game, and I like the Nuggets early in this game. I think after Michael Malone called out his team and basically said your guys' effort was pretty poor, for lack of a better term, in game two, that the Nuggets come out here and show some fight early in this game, and they start the game up big at the end of the first quarter. So I would take the Nuggets in the first quarter. I also like the under just because what the Heat have done in terms of inserting Kevin Love into the starting lineup for Caleb Martin, a little bit more physicality. He can guard Aaron Gordon. It takes away, you know, what Gordon's able to do. That moves Jimmy Butler over to Jamal Murray. And even though Jamal Murray had a huge stat line of 18 points, 10 assists, I don't think he was as effective in that game with Butler guarding him. So I think I'm leaning towards an under in this game three, especially as the series goes on. I mean, these games get even more and more contentious. So I would expect Denver's defense to show up much better than it did in game two. If Michael Porter Jr. misses any more blown assignments or coverage, like, he's going to be benched. So I don't anticipate that happening from him. I think we get a similar script in terms of the Heat allow Jokic to score, do whatever he wants in terms of scoring the basketball, but trying to limit his passing. And if the Nuggets aren't knocking down shots like they weren't in game two, we're again going to see a lower scoring total. So I like the under here.
Totals keeps dropping. Now we're at 214.5. We had a 5-point drop from game one to game two. And now we're down a couple more points from game two to game three as it shifts to Miami. So that's what I find is most interesting. The side has been pretty rock solid. There was a moment it went to 1.5, but we're back to 2.5 where we were right after game two. But this total, if there's any more movement, certainly noteworthy by the time we get to game three here.
I also think that the Heat, we can't forget that they're back at home after what, like almost 2 weeks of being gone, because they went to game seven in Boston and then flew straight to Denver. So they're finally back at home here. Maybe they let their guard down a little bit, just getting reacclimated at home and, you know, families and kids need stuff. And all of a sudden their focus, as much as it is on the finals, like, there's outside distractions and it's just kind of relaxing and being back at home. So that's another reason I like the Nuggets early in this game, is because the Heat have been on the road for quite some time. Coming back home, they might come out just a little flat.
Yeah, I'm with you that I like the Nuggets in the early going. As far as game three, the actual spread is concerned for the total game, I feel like that number is fairly sharp, especially if the Nuggets are a short favorite. That spread kind of concerns me a good bit, because even moneyline bets that, you know, doesn't provide a lot of value here. But as I was reading reading some stats as far as what the Heat did in the fourth quarter to go on that massive run, Bam Adebayo was the screener on 11 pick and rolls in the fourth quarter in game two. Obviously, he's going to be playing a lot of minutes because he's one of the stars of the Heat, as well as Jimmy Butler. But everyone else was not so much expendable, but definitely in a situation where Coach Spo felt comfortable mixing and matching who was out there on the floor. That's why Duncan Robinson was getting a lot of big minutes and doing more than just being a spot-up shooter. So I wonder if, say, Coach Spo reserves those kinds of approaches until later in the game that was so effective against the Nuggets. You don't want to come out right away and have Kevin Love on the bench and then have Duncan Robinson and company out there. Instead, you want your bench players to be coming off the bench. And it worked well for Miami. Coach Spo may do a variation of that once again to sort of limit Nikola Jokic's passing. But I do wonder if, say, the overall approach that the Heat had in the first quarter of game two, that's something that that the Nuggets can better plan for.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I had muted myself. Yeah, I think so. I mean, Duncan Robinson coming off the bench in the fourth quarter and putting up 10 points, that's what they need him for, is those little boosts throughout the game. And Kevin Love played a ton in early on, didn't play a ton in the second half. So having Love in there early in his physicality, the Heat aren't great from playing behind a ton. Like, you don't want the Nuggets to have a massive first quarter and get into rhythm. So Spo playing some of those more bigger physical players early on to kind of slow the Nuggets down and stifle them, I think that's more of his game plan. And then allowing whoever can come in off the bench and get hot late in the second half, whether that's Robinson or even, you know, Strus playing some more minutes. I know he starts, but getting some more time there. Even Caleb Martin. I mean, Caleb Martin hit that huge three in the corner down the stretch. That is a play that you almost want your guys to pull that ball out and milk the clock a little bit more than taking a corner three. Obviously, he was able to knock it down, so that was kind of the dagger there. But a lot of different ways that Spo can, you know, display his lineup throughout the game that gives Miami an advantage for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can we get to the moment we've all been waiting for, Ed?
Sure.
No, I love all this intel, but I've like been dying.
Hey,
I've not heard from Jake the entire show. I'm dying.
No,
to get to this.
We've had other things to do, haven't we? It's
a lot of days to have
massive breaking news. It had to be this one where we've been looking forward to this one thing forever. Liv Tour had to mess us up one more time to prevent us from getting to this. But without further ado, let's bring in Paul and Jake here, because as we recap the day that was in Major League Baseball on Monday, I'm just looking through some box scores here, and just looking at some stats, and just kind of seeing what we have. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Blake Snell, starter for the San Diego Padres against the Cubs. Let's see how he – ooh, 6 innings pitched. Well, he must have done fairly. Ooh, no earned runs allowed. 8 strikeouts. Second most strikeouts he's had in an outing this season. Ooh, wow. K per 9, 12 there. That's not bad. BABIP 160. You know, I'm starting to think that Blake Snell performed fairly well. And, Paul, what was our agreement as far as if Blake Snell, say, had a quality start, much less a Club 52 start?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Ah, oh, come on, Paul.
You're muted too. Microphone. We are 0 for 2 now.
Come on, dude. There we go. Well, his camera's off. We're waiting for the big reveal. So it sounded like there was going to be some facial hair adjustments. So I think it is time to see.
Oh!
You did it. Okay. Mustache. I don't know.
So
if he did
full
it
disclosure.
Not.
Full disclosure. I didn't do it today because Aaron's out, and famously when somebody.
Oh my God.
Well, famously when somebody's
because
out on the show,
Aaron's
we wait.
Out.
Famously when we're when somebody's out on the show, we wait
famously
to do stuff like. Yes, we have. We have done this. No. There is precedent for this. There's precedent
dude
for this.
I'm checking.
I will.
His Cy Young
I will pay it
one
off tomorrow. Relax.
Three
relax. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Will you,
Fu Man? Are we all in agreement? Fu yeah Man, because I don't want you showing up mustache mm-hmm tomorrow being like, no, I said mustache. The graphic says mustache. No, Fu Man. What's up?
Yeah, Hogan. It's also not that long, so I will make an attempt. An attempt. Also,
attempt.
I'm paying this bet
it's
off
there
under protest. I'm paying
There's
this
no
bet
attempt
off under protest,
it's
too.
It's there. There's no excuse. None. No, excuse.
I know, but it's not going to be like blowing in the wind, dude.
Fu Manchu for a month, Kate.
No.
A month? Whoa.
We revisited whoa July.
It was a quality start, Jake. A quality start.
The handlebars are not staying for a month.
Hollywood Hogan, let's go. Come on.
Not doing Hollywood Hogan playing for a month. Not doing that for a month. Absolutely.
Joe,
was that
in the spirit? Was that in the spirit of the backup wrestling league that was trying to fight with the WWF at that point?
Yeah,
or is there a motif here?
Well, he did
have
the Fu Man.
So, yeah, that's
I'm trying
it
to think. Did he have it when he was a good guy too? So when he went to NWO, he had a beard and he colored it black. It was very strange. Mm-hmm. But
it was like two tone. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like he always had a Fu Man though, even when it was blonde. And boy, I saw a doc the other day on that whole thing with Bubba the Love Sponge in Hollywood. That's an interesting story. But but tomorrow, did we not say a month? It was not a one-day thing.
It was till the end of that July. The end of June.
June.
Yeah.
No, that was
when
we were discussing. That was when we were discussing payoff. That was because I tried to negotiate a wait on this bet. But you guys are like, no, it has to be soon. We have to do it this week. Has to be next start. That I said, let's revisit because Blake Snell had famously pitched against Washington and Miami and now the Cubs. Congratulations. You're beating up on these terrible teams. Love that for you.
Jake, so you're gonna grow it back. I'll keep
the Hogan for the rest of the week. I'll keep the Hogan for the rest of the week. But we are adjusting immediately after the show on Friday.
No,
Jake, are you
I cannot be walking around for a month looking like I'm taking a case of Bud Light into my yard to blow it up. Can't look like that for a month. Just can't.
No. Come on, we need at least a weekend, and we need the stories of up and out to the bar.
Need a full weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to let you down, but I'm going home this weekend, so I'm not even going out this weekend.
Better, even better, because I want the reaction from the parents, exactly, especially your dad.
Okay. My dad's just gonna laugh. There's not gonna be much of a reaction there. I am. I'm paying this bet under protest because also. I'm the only one that had anything at stake here. I know I'm the only one that put anything on the line. You guys put nothing on it. So I can't wait for the next time we do this.
The list of losers is sacred.
Famously so. Famously so.
How many times, Jake, have you said, I'm doing this for the bit?
Come on. And my bit was famously also stolen from me by the Daily Tip. I'm still going to do it. I'm just paying it off under protest.
For the record, I told Jenks that you hate Blake Snell more than he does. And I went into the reasons why in my 30 seconds.
For years.
And now there's another
and
one.
I said goodbye quickly.
I mean, it's my qualm is that I was the only one with anything on the line. So next time we do this, it's all right. Joe will put on going on crosstalk for a week straight on the line. And Paul will put his foot on Feet Finder next as on the line. And Ed will start after giving out high fives.
Great scars.
Ed'll start giving out high fives on the running trail, and it'll be great. And I won't be the only one with anything on the line anymore.
Come on.
Joe will shave his head before he does the Daily Tip all week.
You didn't say this at the time because you were so confident that he was going to be bad. And here we go.
I was also under duress.
He's been so
You know, good. you leave for a day, you move apartments, you come back and you just get bombarded, swindled, bamboozled into a mustache bet. It happens.
I can't wait to see who he looks like.
Who I look like? You're looking at me.
No.
I don't look like
celebrity.
Anyone in general.
I've never seen
like a face tat or something.
Yeah, it might be.
Man, I'm excited for the train ride in the morning.
This is great.
On the train.
Nobody's going to bother you. Like, you can't cover that up.
Might bother me less now.
You can't wear a hat.
He could bring a mask back. Syria. He could bring that back.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
Could do that.
Yeah, you have a variation. All right, in all seriousness, though, Paul, you know, Jake is delaying this a day. All right, fine, whatever. But if he delays it again... what are we going to do about this?
Fire.
I don't know. It seems like our hands are tied a little bit. I mean,
yeah, what are you going to do? Beat me up
all the way to the,
yes.
I'm wrestling. Egros Hassan.
Jake might be the one.
Ed's catching flights.
Jake might be the one seed. If there was a BetQL Royal Rumble, he's got the youth. He's got the farm background. I don't know.
I appreciate that.
So we are bringing back the WCW then, single-handed.
Yeah, full circle.
All the way.
Yeah, no, that I mean, dead after all.
Actually, BetQL as WCW NWO characters, I mean, we got a full summer. That could be a thing we could come up with and figure out.
Who are we merging with? Liv and PJ Tour merged. WCW, WWE merged. Who are we merging with? I know who we're not.
They would come to us. We'd still be us. Like, no, if we're WCW, like, we get merged with anyway. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our lightning bets, our favorite plays for tonight. Maybe we'll mention the MLB card. I don't know. That's coming right up here on the BetQL Network.
Yo, Trey.
Kevin, what's up, man?
You know, I've been thinking, what would have happened if the NBA never vetoes the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers and we get CP3 in the same backcourt as Kobe in LA?
Well, you get a very happy Jack Nicholson, for sure.
And the Lakers probably win a bunch more championships. CP3 finally gets a ring or two or three. And the Kardashian empire is forever altered.
What did you just say? Hey, everybody, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier, and we're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.